Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I'd like to draw your attention today to an article in The Guardian entitled Rising Numbers of People Found Long After Death in England and Wales. And this is very interesting in terms of something I talked about a while ago, which is the way in which I would predict that many millennials, and even more so people in Generation Z, will basically just die alone. This has been a rising trend, according to the article, since the 1980s, of more and more people being found weeks, even months, and sometimes years after their death, just dead in their homes. These are known as undefined deaths. And it highlights the example of Laura Winham, aged 38, who had mental health problems, who was found dead in 2021 in Woking, 3 years after she died, in a mummified and even skeletal state. And also of Sheila Selyalane, 61, who was found in London in 2022, 2 years after her death. Now, this is something you would expect to happen increasingly. The article talks about the reason is due to rising social isolation and lack of social networks. But what is the reason for this? The first reason is obviously just more and more people not having children. And if you don't have children, then you become elderly and your friends gradually die off, then there's no one ultimately that's going to take responsibility for you. No one's going to be looking out for you. No one's going to be ringing you every day, or once a week anyway, to see how you are. So obviously, as more and more people don't have children, then the risk of people dying alone and then just not being found for a very long time increases hugely. And this is clearly a testimony to this. Antinatalism, not having children, is going to lead to more and more people being found weeks, months, even years after they die. It has a knock-on effect, because as more and more people don't have children or only have one child, then you have a breakdown of networks in terms of nieces and nephews. Okay, you may not have children yourself, but you may be the spinster auntie that has nieces and nephews. I know an example in my own family of a great-great aunt who was a widow who had no children herself, but her two nephews were worried about her and went round and found that she'd been dead for a couple of weeks, broke into her house and found her lying there dead. Now, of course, if she hadn't had any brothers and sisters, she'd have no nieces and nephews, and so then nobody would have found her. And she didn't particularly get on with her neighbours, and so nobody would have, and she wasn't part of many social networks or whatever, so just nobody would have found her for a very, very long time. Now, this leads to then social networks and being part of social networks, a sense of neighbourhood community. Now, this is also breaking down. There are a number of reasons why this might be breaking down. Robert Putnam, of course, argues that one of the things that multiculturalism brings about, I don't want to blame multiculturalism for this, but one of the things it brings about is a low sense of social trust, even among the natives, because people become concerned that other natives will collaborate with the outsider against them. And so this leads to a gradual collapse of social capital and of social trust, and just less of a sense of community. And so the more you get communities, which are just lots of people from all over the place that move in and pass through rather than solid communities that last a long time, the less social trust you get, the less social networks you get, the less you get of neighbours looking out for each other and being friends and popping in on each other and seeing that they're OK. And so the more likely you are to get a person that becomes increasingly socially isolated and doesn't know anybody. What this has a knock-on effect, which is the breakdown of social goods, of people involving themselves in social projects, civic projects, things like that, which are means of getting to know people. And finally, I suppose you could say the collapse of religion is probably relevant, and the collapse of organised religion, as first of all, that tends to promote strongly pro-social and group-oriented attitudes. But this is, of course, breaking down, and fewer people go to church. And secondly, the simple fact of going to church means you're part of a community. And if you don't have children, nieces and nephews, you don't turn up one Sunday or one Friday, in the case of a mosque, then you are noticed and people start wondering where you are and if everything is OK. And so all of these factors, this increasingly isolated society and increasingly singleton society and society where increasingly, you know, antinatalist society lead to a situation where we find more and more people who just found long after they die. And we can expect this to be an increasing societal trend. More and more people, particularly due to not having children or only having one child, More and more people will not have children. They will not have nieces and nephews. They will not, therefore, in old age, have a strong network, and they will be found a long time after they die.
Are you ready for the future of the West?